Let me just introduce my family. You know, we all want to greet and wish you 恭喜发财, 新年快乐.
首先让我介绍我的家人.
I know many of you here are from the Chinese-speaking service.
我知道当中有一些从中文堂来的.
Yeah, so you may not be familiar with me.
你可能不熟悉我.
Actually, I'm sending my son to a Chinese school.
我的孩子，我送他去中文堂的这个儿童.
So that in the future, he will translate for me or I will translate for him.
希望以后他会跟我做翻译.
Yeah, but we're in the series called Miracles. Can you turn to your neighbor and say miracles?
可以跟隔壁的人说神迹.
And part of this miracles is we started this thing that the way that we're going to live out a miraculous life is we're going to call.
我们如何活出神迹，其中一个就是我们要呼求.
And what call means to us is we come to Jesus.
我们只有来到耶稣面前向他呼求.
We activate our faith.
我们要有信心，启动我们的信心.
We learn to trust Him fully.
我们要学习完全的信靠他.
And we love Him regardless of the season or circumstance.
不管在任何的情况，我们都完全的全心全意的信靠他.
Okay, can you turn to your other neighbor and say call?
跟隔壁的人说呼求.
Okay, great.
很好.
All right, so we are going to read the text about Jesus feeding the 5,000. It comes from John chapter 6.
我们会在约翰福音六章一节到六章讲到这个神迹.
After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick.
这些事以后, 耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海，有一大群人因为看见了他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随了他。
Jesus went up the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand.
然后耶稣上了山，同门徒坐在那里，那时犹太人的逾越节近了。
So the Passover is this festival that is very important to Jews, just like Chinese New Year is to the Chinese-speaking world.
逾越节对犹太人说是他们的新年，是一个很重要的年日，就好像今天我们的新年。
And Jesus had this massive crowd, massive following because of the miracles that he was doing.
那么耶稣当时呢，很多很多的人跟随着耶稣，因为之前他行了很多的神迹。
And the Passover is also known as the Festival of the Unleavened Bread.
那么逾越节呢，也是预示着当时他们的一个除酵节。
Okay, I want you to remember that, Unleavened Bread.
除酵的粮食，面包。
Because the miracle that Jesus is about to do is a sign that points towards something else.
那么耶稣行这个神迹呢，主要是要告诉他们一件很重要的事情。Okay,
so unleavened bread, can you remember that? Okay, lifting up his eyes, then seeing a large crowd that was coming to him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
那么耶稣举目观看，见一大群人向他走过来，就对腓力说， 我们从那里买饼给这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，因他自己早已知道要怎么样做。
And Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him,
腓力回答，就算200银币买的饼，每人分一点也是不足够的。 有一个门徒就是西门彼得的弟弟安德烈对耶稣说，
There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many? Jesus said, have the people sit down.
这里有一个小孩子带着5个大麦饼，2条鱼，只是分给这么多人有什么用呢？ 耶稣吩咐他们，你们叫众人坐下，原来那地方 草很多，众人就坐下，但是单单男人的数目就有5000。
Yeah, so Jesus, he sees this lots of people and he knows the Passover is coming. He said, man, these guys must be hungry. What are we going to feed them? He points to his asks his disciple, hey, what can we feed all these people? And the disciple, you know, sarcastically answer, yo, 100,000 ringgit also, not enough to feed all these people, Jesus, what are you talking about? And then Andrew says, yeah, there's one boy here who has five loaves of bread and two fish, but, you know, what can we do with that? Right? And that's what's happening in this conversation. But it says that Jesus said this, he asked them because he was going to test his disciples.
所以耶稣见了很多很多的人跟随他, 那么耶稣主要想说什么呢? 他就问了一个问题, 考他的门徒, 他说, 这么多的人, 他们一定饿了, 我们应该怎么样去做呢? 所以他就问他门徒, 你们手上有什么?
Okay, let's continue reading. There was so much grass in the place, so the men sit down, about 5,000 in number. Okay, and Jesus took the loaves that he had been given, when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted.
耶稣吩咐他们，你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草很多，众人就坐下。 但是男人的数目就有五千，耶稣拿起饼来，注谢了，就分给坐的人。分余的也是这样，都是随着他们所要求的。Yeah,
so here we have Jesus. He took that 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and he gave thanks for it. And somehow, all this bread and all this fish started to multiply as they fed everyone who was there in the crowd.
我们看到耶稣拿着五饼二鱼。 从五饼二鱼，突然间我们看到他喂养喂他们的时候倍增起来。So
here it says there's 5,000, but it's only 5,000 men that they counted.
哦，这里说到只有5,000男的还不算女儿儿童。Yeah,
they were probably women in the crowd. They were probably children as well. So potentially we're looking at, you know, maybe 10,000 or 7,000 people right there.
所以如果算女的还有合同，可能有7,000、8,000到10,000的。So
what can we gather about who God is from this testimony of Jesus?
那我们看到耶稣他行的神迹，想见证什么事情呢？
Okay, the first thing is God sees the miracle that you need.
第一点呢，神看见你所需要的神迹。
Okay. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, God sees?
神看见.
You know, it's very difficult to believe for a miracle if you don't believe that God sees your need.
很难成立如果你自己看不见神要在你身上所行的神迹.
If you don't believe that God sees that you're in need, how are you going to ask Him for help?
如果你自己都不相信，你怎么能够向神呼求呢？
But here we see, when the crowd was gathering, Jesus lifts up his eyes and seeing a large crowd coming to him. So God sees.
所以神要提醒他们，要他们看见。
There's a lady in the Old Testament, her name is Hagar.
在旧约，有一个女的叫夏甲。Hagar
was the servant of Sarah, who is the wife of Abraham.
夏甲是撒拉的婢女。
I don't know if you
Abraham's妻子.
Yeah, if you know the story, what happens is God promises Abraham that he will prosper him and that he will have so many children.
如果你记得在旧约里面呢，神应许亚伯拉罕要大大的赐福给他，给他后代.
But both Abraham and his wife Sarah are very old.
但是呢，撒来跟夏甲两个人都已经很老了。
And Sarah had this brilliant idea.
Oh, Sarah她有一个想法.
And he tells the husband Abraham, you know, I'm too old. Why don't you sleep with my servant Hagar?
Sarah就跟亚伯兰说，他提议说，不如你娶我的奴婢，跟他行房.
They were trying to force a miracle to happen.
他们尝试以自己的方式来行一个神迹。
Anyway, so, you know, Hagar got pregnant.
那么我们知道后来夏甲她怀孕了。
And there was some tense in their relationship between Hagar and Sarah.
在那个情况，她的家庭就产生了紧绷的情况。
Sarah cast Hagar out into the desert.
撒拉就把夏甲驱逐出她的家。
And while Hagar was there, she was thirsty. You know, she thought she might die. God sends an angel to speak to her.
当时夏甲被赶出家门的时候，她心里面的悲苦，上帝看到了。
And God pronounces a blessing over Hagar and her descendants and her children and her generations.
上帝就祝福夏甲。
And there, Hagar gives God a name. He says, "You are a God of seeing."
在那个时候，我们看到夏甲就为上帝起了一个名字，叫做“你是看顾人的神”。
God sees.
上帝看见。
You know, that is who he is. He is the God that sees El Roy.
他就是看见你的神。
Okay, so you can go read that. The next thing that we can see from this text is God moves even if you failed the test.
即使你没通过试验，上帝仍然动工。
You know, in most of life, we only get the reward if we get it right. Correct?
很多时候是因为我们做对了，我们才得到了奖励。
Yeah, but here,
但是
when Jesus asks Philip, he says he said this to test him.
当耶稣问他的门徒腓力
right? And Philip replies to Jesus. Does he reply in faith?
你手上有什么呢？腓力怎样回答呢？他是否以信心的角度来回答耶稣
？Right? No. Philip says, "Jesus, what are you talking about? 100,000 ringgit cannot feed all these people."
腓力说什么呢？腓力说：“这里这么多人，我们怎么样有能力去喂饱他们呢？”
What would have been a response in faith? How if Philip were to pass this so-called test, you know what kind of response would he given? Have you ever thought about that?
所以以信心来想的话，腓力应该怎样去回应耶稣？
You know, if Philip was full of faith, if Jesus asked him, "Hey, Philip, you know, can we feed all these people?" Philip would have gone, "Yes, Jesus, you're master, you're king, you can do anything, no problem. Let me get some bread and then we'll just multiply it, okay? Easy, because you are God, you created the universe, this should be nothing." That's faith.
所以如果你看到腓力他的回应是说，没问题的，主人，只要你愿意，你就能够把这五饼二鱼变成很多，能够喂饱所有的人。这就是腓力的信心。
Right? But no, Philip is like, "What? Are you kidding me, Jesus?"
可是没有。腓力他说怎么可能
How can we feed all these people?
这么多的人我怎么能够喂饱他们
Yeah. But did it stop Jesus from moving? Did it stop Jesus from doing the miracle?
但是腓力的回应有没有停止让耶稣行神迹呢
You know, that's the amazing thing about God.
所以这就是神的奇妙。
He doesn't move based on your righteousness. He moves based on his grace.
他不是因为你做的有多好，他是因为他的恩典。
Even if you failed, it doesn't mean he will not provide a miracle for you.
就算你做的不好，但不代表他不会在你身上行神迹。
He moves, he does miracles because he loves you.
他在你身上动工是因为他爱你。
Not because you are lovely.
不因为你，不是因为你， okay. 你觉得自己可爱。
But actually, this morning, all of you look lovely.
但是我们每一个人在
黑夜中，每一个人都很好看。Chinese New Year clothing, okay? Can you turn to your neighbor and say, "You look lovely"?
跟隔壁人说你很好看。
Okay, so you know, God moves despite our miracles. You know, I emphasize this because sometimes we approach God and we think, "Oh man, the reason I didn't get this thing is because I didn't do this. I didn't go to church. I didn't pray for that person, or I did something wrong. Therefore, God didn't answer my prayers."
所以有时候我们会觉得我神不祝福我是因为我做这个不好做那个不好但是不是的
You know, we think God is like this very strict, stern head school principal.
我们会觉得我们的上帝可能是很严厉的
Yeah, I remember my secondary school principal, he had this a jar of rotan behind him and if you did something wrong, he asked you to pick, you know, which rotan do you want, right?
我记得我中学的时候， 调皮的时候，我的校长都会叫我选择哪一个藤鞭。
I always went for the big and the dry one because that one hurt less.
我每次会选大和粗的，因为可能他会打我少一点。
Yeah. I heard about these things. It wasn't me. It was somebody else's. Okay.
其实不是我。
Okay, let's continue. Okay, God. The second thing we can see from the miracle how God moves is God multiplies your gifts.
神要倍增。
You know, so there were 5,000 people there. You know, potentially there were many ways to do miracles.
可以想象那边有五千多个男丁神有很多机会行不同的神迹。
If we think about in the time of Elijah, God brought him food, ravens brought him meat. Right?
当你想到以利亚神如何的喂他喂养他在他什么都没有神就喂饱他。
In the times of Moses, the manna would appear on the ground.
在摩西的时候上帝也从天上降下了玛纳。
But here, Jesus uses the gifts that were brought by a boy.
这里呢我们看到耶稣他用一个小孩手上的五饼二鱼
right? 5 loaves of, and 2 fish.
五饼二鱼
You know, and this shows us something that sometimes we just need to bring to God what we have.
这提醒我们其实我们只需要来到神的面前把我们所拥有的
Yeah, that's why it's called a miracle.
所以这不算是神迹。
God will take the gift that you bring to him and make it more than you can ever imagine.
神要把你所拥有的献给他的时候倍增加倍的给你。
Okay, let me share just a couple of stories. On the left here is Operation Blessing.
我们在左边这里看到一个的 Operation Blessing, 一个祝福的一个团体。
In 2012, I was in the Philippines,
and they had 2012年我在菲律宾。
They had a very bad typhoon. They closed the schools for 2 weeks.
有一场很大的台风。
And it was flooding. In the major cities and everywhere in Philippines.
很多的城市他们都关闭了，学校也关闭了。
I was doing my Bible study there, School of World Missions.
当时我在神学院里面进修。
And they closed the schools and they got all the students to go and help in this organization called Operation Blessing.
所以当时候学校关闭的时候，就带了我们一群的神学生，我们就去到参与他们的救济。
It's a disaster relief organization.
这个救济的活动呢，就是帮助当时的台风的这个灾难。
Yeah, whenever there's a disaster, an earthquake, a typhoon, flooding, all these kind of things, they are one of the first responders to go into that place to help the people.
他们这个群体呢，只要这个天灾在什么，不管什么天灾，地震也好，他们都会第一时间去帮助有需要的人。
And I remember one of the directors at the time just coming and telling us this story.
当时的负责人告诉我们一个故事。
They had a thousand units of these relief goods for the people in the disaster area.
他们预备了很多的食物给这些有需要的人。
And they brought this truck into that area so that they could give out these goods.
他们把这些救济饼运到那个地方的时候
But then when they saw the crowd coming, there were so many people.
当时他们看到很多很多的人群涌过来
And they were rushing the truck.
他们好像争夺想要拿到救济饼
And they started to give out these relief goods.
他们就开始派这些食物给他们
And her colleagues and everyone was worried because they knew they only have 1,000, but in that area there were potentially 4,000, 5,000 people.
当时很多同工开始都很担忧，因为他们手上只有1,000个救济饼，他们这边人数有4,000-5,000人。
And they were getting anxious and they said, "Doc, what are we going to do? Doc, what are we going to do? There's so many people here. We don't have enough."
他们一直派寄这些救济饼的时候，一面祷告，一面跟神说：“神啊，我们能够做什么呢？”
And the doctor says, "Never mind, my God will provide."
其他的人说不用怕，神一定会供应
的。And she's worried, and she's just giving it all out. Everybody's just giving it out.
她一面给，一面给，一面信心的来向神求。
And then they realize, they saw when they look up, everybody had the items.
然后他们发现。
And they were shocked.
每一个人手上都有一份的救济品。
Because they knew they only had 1,000.
因为他们很清楚的知道，他们其实只有一千个救济品。
God provided.
神是供应的神。
Over here, this is Heidi Baker. She's a missionary in Mozambique.
这是 Heidi Baker, 一个美国的宣教士，在蒙萨比尔。
It's in Africa.
在非洲的一个地方。
Yeah, and you can Google her story. So what happens is, they were struggling. Her ministry was struggling. They do orphanage.
那么啊，你可以在谷歌里面看她的啊，她的经历，她帮助很多孤儿。
Right, and someone found out about their struggles, and this lady brought her one pot of stew just for Heidi Baker, her husband, and the two kids.
有一个妇女，她拿了一。一斤的一泡的 stew 哦，鱼子。
Okay. And
好吃的。
Bakute.
啊 ，Bakute.
It's not. Okay. So right, they had one pot of stew, and they opened the door, and this lady and Heidi Baker, they saw like 30-40 kids outside waiting, hungry.
他打开门的时候，看到四五十个孩子在等待。
But they only had a small pot.
他们只有一小的食物
So they closed the thing.
他们就把食物盖起来
And Heidi prayed over it.
他们开始祷告
And said, just scoop it out and give it to everyone.
他们就干脆就有什么就煮什么就给他们
And as they continued to scoop, she said, the plastic bowl multiplied and the pot food multiplied. All everyone had more than enough.
他们在煮的时候就发现到食物是足足够。
Yes, you can clap.
足够给他们。
Okay. So later during your Chinese reunion dinner, your favorite dish, you know what to do. Okay. Yeah, just pray for it.
等下你去吃饭记得祷告。
Okay. So you know what? There's one thing that I've seen happen again and again.
我们可以看到神重复的重复的。行成绩。
The provision follows the mission.
神的供应是足够的。
The provision follows the mission. Turn to your neighbor and say the provision follows the mission.
神供应是你所看到的。
If you ever want to know what it's like to have $100 million in your bank account,
如果你有一千块在你的银行。
All you have to do is get a mission that is big enough that needs $100 million.
你所需要的就是有一个使命，可以把它倍增。
Because God provides a miracle in the time of the need.
神在你有需要的时候会供应你。
So the provision that God gives is because it is to move a mission that He has on His heart.
神的供应呢，是跟随他的使命的。
Okay. I'm going to wrap up soon. So, but this whole miracle that Jesus is doing about the bread and multiplication of the food.
在我结束的时候，我们看到耶稣所行的这个神迹，喂养五千人
is a sign.
其实是一个迹象
So, for example, let's say you're driving from KL to Johor.
就好比你从吉隆坡驾车到Johor柔佛
，right? And then you see there's a sign that says Johor 100 kilometers.
你看到这个指示牌
，it's pointing towards Johor.
指示牌告诉你你的行驶去到终点是在哪里。
You don't camp at that sign and says this is Johor.
所以你必须跟着那个指示牌去到那个终点。
The miracle that Jesus did, multiplication of food, is a sign.
神所行的这个倍增的神迹
It points towards something. And what does it point to? John chapter 6.
指示一个很重要的方向。
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life.
耶稣说，我就是生命的食物。
Whoever comes to me shall not hunger.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
And whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
信我的永远不渴。
That's what Jesus wanted to point to.
这是耶稣他要指示我们的。
That's the destination. That's the promise.
他要告诉我们我们要得到什么。
You know, all these people that ate and had so much left over,
每个人他得到食物他们吃饱了。
Jesus is saying, man, if you partake of me, if you believe in me, you will never be hungry and you have so much left over. You have this abundant kind of life.
耶稣想告诉他们说，只要你跟随我，你所拥有的是绰绰有余的。
I had the privilege of having an early Chinese New Year lunch with, this is Alfred and Bella.
这是 Alfred Bella, 在上个星期我们有一个时间一起共识。
And their children, this is Jaden and Alvina.
这是他们的孩子 Jaden 和 Alvina.
And this is a couple, a pastor that is serving in Kuching.
这是另一对的牧师在
Patrick,
古晋里面服侍。
Okay, and I was in Kuching, and Bella is from there, and they were there visiting family, having Chinese New Year.
当新年要到了 ，Bella 和 Alfred 回到了古晋，我也在那边遇见他们。
And Alfred told me the story of his mother.
那么 Alfred 当时告诉我们一个见证，关于他母亲的。
You know, Alfred comes from a non-Christian background. They were Buddhists.
Alfred 他是一个非基督徒的家庭。
And 5 years ago, the mother was really, really sick.
在五年前，她的母亲很病得很严重。
Very weak. She was bedridden.
很弱，在床上躺着。
He called the family to gather together because they believe that.She was about to pass, and she believed she was about to pass.
当时他们一家人都围绕着她的母亲，因为他们看到时间不多了。
So the siblings came from Singapore and so on and so forth and gathered together, waiting and preparing.
那个时候，她的每一个兄弟姐妹从不同的国家回来，都想可能是这是看她最后的一面。
Long story short, Alfred shared the gospel with her and led her to Christ.
简单来说，那个时候 Alfred 就开始跟她分享福音，带领她信主。
And asked her, you know what? If yes, you want to do this, why don't tomorrow we'll baptize you as well?
Alfred 也问她，如果你是愿意的，明天我们可以跟你洗礼。
So.The mother agreed and she received Christ.
所以那个时候她母亲接受了主，也同意他们为她洗礼。
Alfred called the brother so that they can prepare the mother for baptism the next day.
然后他们就预备了这个洗礼的这个那一天。
Unfortunately, they couldn't do the baptism.
很可惜的，他们不能够为她洗礼。
Because the mother was feeling so much better, she sat up in her chair.
因为她的母亲突然间站起来。
She started to go out and do light exercise.
然后她的母亲可以活动。
And Alfred says, wow, it was such a miracle because she's great now. She follows him to go traveling to different countries as well.
她的母亲当时被神医治了。
But more than the miracle of the mother coming back and restoring her energy,
这个神迹让我们看到她母亲身体上不单止痊愈。
The mother received this bread of life.
她的母亲接受了耶稣，成为她生命的粮食。
So this year,
今年
I want to believe, and we're going to pray.
我们要相信，我们要祷告。
That yes, we will receive this multiplication miracles in our lives.
我们会接受到神给我们倍增倍增的这个祝福。
That God will provide every single need that you have.
神会供应你一切所需要的
financial needs,
不管是经济上的需要
spiritual needs,
还是属灵上的需要
physical needs,
还是肉体上的需要
that God will bring miracles in that area,
神要在你身上行神迹
and that you will receive, that you will experience the bread of life.
还有最重要的，你会经历他在你身上的这个生命的粮食
Jesus Christ for you and your family.
包括你和你的家人都会经历耶稣
Okay, so our application today, God sees your, the miracle you need, therefore bring your gifts to Him in faith.
今天的应用是神看到你所需要的神迹，因此我们凭信心将你的礼物献给他。
You know, whatever you have, just bring it to God.
不管你手上有什么，我们都来到神的面前。
And He will multiply it.
他会倍增。